This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who do you know that has the most kids? And have you ever gone through a bad business deal? It's time for your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
We're going to get to all of that because one celebrity wants more children.
Oh, boy. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Who is it?
All right,
we'll find out. Okay?
Well, let's start here with Justin Timberlake. Imagine you're on a flight and the flight attendant is up there giving all the instructions. Here's the emergency exits.
Yeah.
Here's what to do with the oxygen mask. You've seen that if you're on a flight. And you realize it's Justin Timberlake.
A life jacket is located in a pouch at the side of your seat. To inflate the life jacket, pull firmly on the red toggles. If you have any questions, keep them to yourself. Oh, we're just kidding. Please ask the crew. We'll be flying over the beautiful countries of Dominican Republic, Colombia, Brazil, Bolivia, till we make our way into Argentina. We thank you for flying JT Live 25 Air. It's finna be lit.
He should have maybe did the, like, singing the instructions. How would that, cool would that be? Your life jacket's under your seat. You pick it up and this is how you inflate it.
Radar, I
exit
agree with
to
you.
The left and right. You know, something like
I
that.
I agree with you because that, snooze fest, that's where I still have my AirPods on and I'm like,
but you,
okay. Because haven't you been on a flight where flight attendants are funny and witty? We were just on a Southwest flight.
Yep.
And you know how it is, you're getting seated there, you're trying to fumble with all of your stuff, and I always put my, you know, piece of gum in and get my AirPods going, and they're talking about the all the emergency information and things like that, which I do pay attention to it, but I've heard it a lot, and so I'm like, all right, I know what you're talking about. All of a sudden, the flight attendant said, oh, excuse me, did somebody drop this? Every head looked up, and she said, now I have your attention.
Perfect!
How clever was that?
That is very good.
Justin Timberlake, you're an entertainer and a performer. That was kind of boring.
It sounds like Justin Timberlake. Oh my gosh, it is. Look, he's starting to dance. He's singing and everything.
Sing it next time.
There you go.
Number two.
The barf bags are under your seat. No, never mind.
I always look for the barf bag. I always look for the barf bag just to make sure. I have to take Dramamine when I fly.
Cool.
Okay, what was a bad business deal that you made that you look back and you think, I kind of got screwed. I should have asked for more money. Because John Legend was on The Tonight Show. And this is crazy to think. Talented John Legend was only paid $500 for being on the Lauryn Hill album back in the day.
What?
You know, she was asking me, you know, how do you want to be credited? How much do you want to get paid? And I really didn't know what to ask for. And so I asked my friend who had been interning in the music business that summer, came back to school, and I was like, yo, I'm about to be in the Lauryn Hill album. How much should I ask for? He's like, $500. I was like, they're all laughing.
No way.
So I'm like, okay, $500. So I got $500.
They were like, okay, yeah, buy it. Okay, perfect. Yes, deal's a deal. Yeah,
they're like, yes. No negotiation necessary.
Yeah, and after taxes, it was about $230.
And he had no clue that was so low. And Lauryn Hill's camp is saying, sounds good. We're going to sign on the dotted line. $500 is coming your way, my friend.
Number one.
How many kids do you have? Do you know someone with a lot of kids? Nick Cannon has 12. And in a recent interview is saying, 12 might not be enough.
You want more.
Why not?
Why so?
Okay, this is my question.
Here we go.
Is it more with
one of the women you already got, or is it more with a new woman?
I don't know. But that's the thing. I leave it to the Lord.
It's in the Lord's hands.
Isn't it in the lady's womb? Or, you know,
that
you can't
too.
Really do that.
That
Come on.
Too.
What are you doing?
Well, he is someone that's an involved dad. I mean, I don't know how involved you can really be with that many kids at that many separate women. It's not like you're living in all their houses. But Hollywood plays by different rules. Yeah. They have married couples have multiple
sure.
houses that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
But he's financially supporting them. So if he wants more, I mean, he's doing what you need to do as a father. Who cares? But Radar, remember in our Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records?
Yeah.
We have a standing list going of all these different topics. We have here who listening has the most kids. And it was Sarah in Racine who called in on the show November 18th, 2020. We've got a full record of all of this. Do you remember how many kids Sarah has?
I'm going to say eight. Was it?
Nine.
It was nine?
Nine kids. Now, if you know someone that has more than
wow.
that and you want to add to the list or top it, you know what to do. Reach out, 414-432-1099. Otherwise, locally, the award goes to Sarah with the nine kids. But Nick Cannon still has her beat with 12 and counting, it sounds like.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.